With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Senator John Tester is ripping the new Senate health care bill. Senator Steve Daines says he needs more time to study it. In a press release, Democrat Tester said, quote, "This pig just got more lipstick, but still smells like a pig pen." He said the bill will rip away coverage from thousands of Montanans, deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, and impose a, quote, "age tax" on people in their 50s and 60s. A spokesperson for the Republican Daines told the Daily Interlake that the senator is reading the GOP health bill while waiting for additional analysis and listening to Montanans. In western Montana, nearly 200 firefighters are battling the Lazier Creek 3 fire located south of Highway 2 and west of the Thompson River Road. The fire's size remains estimated at more than 1,100 acres, with 30% of the fire contained. Weather conditions kept behavior of the fire moderate yesterday, spokesperson Anna Callahan.
They've been making really good progress on the four smaller fires as well as the Lazier Creek 3 fire. They've been continuing to construct line and pulled that line. And then on the smaller fires, they're starting to do mop up of the interior hot spots.
In eastern Montana, the July fire grew an estimated 210 acres yesterday. BLM law enforcement continues to investigate the more than 1,100-acre fire near Zortman as a suspected human-caused fire. The Lee Creek Fire, which was part of the Tun River complex near Lame Deer in Ashland, is 100% contained, but crews continue to fight the Witten Fire, which is over 28,000 acres. It's hot outside, and as many as 3,000 people could be without water in a week due to a severe shortage on the Rocky Boys Reservation. YPR's Nate Hedgie has more on this near state of emergency and how Montana senators are trying, once again, to do something about it.
Dustin White, the Chippewa Cree Tribal Water Director, says this is one of the worst water shortages he's ever seen on the reservation.
I'm at the mercy of the weather right now.
Relentlessly hot temperatures, along with a drought and a failed water storage tank, have caused water supplies to fall to critically low levels near the town of Box Elder.
We're hoping to try to drill a couple new wells here in the next week or two, but right now, the source water is just very limited. We just can't keep up with demand when it's extremely hot.
Last week, the tribe implemented water restrictions in the Box Elder area, including a ban on running sprinklers, filling swimming pools, and washing vehicles. White also asks residents to check for leaky pipes and drink bottled water instead of tap water. He says if folks follow these guidelines, there's a good chance they could avoid running out of water. But if they don't,
then we'll be out of water in 7 to 10 days.
And if that does happen, he says the tribe can declare a state of emergency, opening the door to state and federal assistance. He says they also plan on hauling water in with tanker trucks and getting some help from a couple of big box stores nearby.
We've also talked to Walmart and Kmart. They're ready for us. If need be, they'll haul in bottles of water for us.
The Rocky Boys Reservation has struggled with a low supply of drinking water for a really long time. In 1999, the federal government agreed to help construct a regional water project that would pump about 35 million gallons of drinking water a day to communities in north-central Montana. But that project is on pause due to a lack of federal funding, well, at least for now. Today, Montana Senators John Tester and Steve Daines reintroduced a bill that would fund that project, along with other rural water systems across the country. If passed, the bipartisan bill would also provide funding for a new water storage tank on the Rocky Boys Reservation. Reporting from Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
Funding for a Native American language preservation program could get cut next month if revenues don't increase as the state fiscal year comes to an end, Corncates Carney reports.
The State Tribal Relations Interim Committee was briefed by legislative staff Thursday the budget cuts will be triggered in mid-August. Amy Carlson, a legislative fiscal analyst, says state revenues have continued falling below projections since lawmakers passed the state budget in April.
Yes, we believe we're going to be hitting triggers. I think that certainly the most recent revenues would tell you that.
Carlson says the latest state earnings from early June show state revenues about $60 million below projections. If those numbers hold or continue to fall, cuts will be triggered that could include a fourth of the $1 million state budget for a program to support language preservation efforts in Native American tribes. Carlson says revenues could increase before the end of the fiscal year, but some amount of cuts is likely in state programs. As budget cuts loom, the Montana Historical Society plans on absorbing a 16% cut, according to a Thursday report from the Associated Press. That report states the museum will cut its Saturday reference library hours, Thursday evening programs, and end guided tours of the state capitol building. End-of-year state revenue earnings will be released around July 25th. I'm Corncates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's chief school administrator is asking state schools to increase the number of students who are proficient in math and English and to graduate students who are prepared for college or a career. Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson yesterday released her office's draft plan for schools to comply with the federal Every Student Succeeds Act. It calls for a 4% increase in math and English proficiency for all students in the next several years, as measured by standardized tests. It also calls for closing the achievement gap seen among the economically disadvantaged, children with disabilities, English learners, and American Indians. The overall performance of schools would be evaluated based on academic achievement and improvement, attendance, the percentage of students who are considered college or career ready, proficiency in a statewide science assessment, and school climate. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.